It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize. I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Kelly Van Simone and Chaz Dean join the show. We talk about Kelly's time on Housewives and her upcoming wedding, plus dolls and self-tanner. We've waited months and months and months to get you on the show, Kelly. Welcome.
Wait, years.
Okay, years.
No, you asked me to be on with Morgan Fairchild. Do you remember that?
She's still alive?
Oh.
I was
like, maybe that's why you haven't been on. No, just kidding.
I have this new phone, and so I put in your name, and yeah. It said Jeff. It's like, I think it was like 2015. It was like, we want you to be on with Morgan Fairchild.
No, were we even?
You started in 2018.
Okay, 2018. Maybe it was
2018. Right. So it's maybe the first year. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so people are like, Chaz Dean and Kelly. Chaz, what's going on here?
What's the connection?
You guys are actually close friends.
Barbie and Ken. Hello.
How did you meet? How long have you known each other?
So we've known each other over 10 years.
Yeah, we met in Haiti.
Mm-hmm. We met in Haiti.
For real.
We didn't meet with hair. We met in Haiti.
Yeah.
With children.
Wait a minute. Yeah, with children in Haiti. We went for generosity water. I funded a well, so we went on a trip to meet the people in the country. The vicinity where the wells were. It was like 10 of us. And we were there for a week. And I said how water can change someone's life, because they showed us where they normally got their water from. And it was in dirty, muddy water. So to see the happiness on their face and how it changed their lives of clean water was insane. That's how we bonded and met.
We should send them a bevy machine.
10 plus
years
ago. Oh
my God, they would love the
flavored water. Did you get the flavored water today, Kelly?
I didn't, but I'm going to try it.
I mean, water really, you're right. Water can change your life.
Well, it changed ours, huh, babe?
It did. So I mean, I'd been there before, and then I brought my oldest daughter with me. She was 14 at the time, and she wanted to do something better. And so we went with Generosity Water, and I met Chaz there. And, you know, JoJo was there, and my daughter like felt like obsessed with JoJo.
The other JoJo. Not your JoJo. No, not your one. No,
don't say JoJo Siwa.
No, the other one. The singer.
Yeah.
Singer.
Oh,
singer.
I love her.
Major JoJo.
Yeah.
Moulin Rouge JoJo. Right, yes, you got it.
Yeah, she's amazing.
As soon as you said JoJo, I knew where he was going. No, yeah. The other JoJo.
And we had so much fun. And actually, Chaz and I, we got along. He's obviously so kind and charismatic. But we really, really connected when we were at this orphanage. And everyone's standing around talking. And I'm like, Chaz, do you want to play Duck Duck Goose? He's like, sure.
And so Kelly.
We're like all sitting with the kids playing Duck Duck Goose. And they're like, this is the best thing we've ever done. This is so much fun.
All the kids. How old were the kids?
Oh my God.
They were range.
Yeah. And how many?
From 3 till probably 16.
How many kids does a well provide for?
A whole community.
A community.
Whole community. It's mm-hmm. insane. It's
Did
amazing.
You buy a well too?
Yes. I bought a couple of one. My daughter bought one. Yes.
How much are wells?
When we were doing them, they started around 6,000.
Wow, that's very nice of you guys.
Thank you.
We need to do more charity.
Yeah, do some.
I keep telling you that, Shane.
I know. I'm sorry. I need to get on the charity. We need some wells.
But outside of doing all those beautiful things, which were clearly amazing, and it was just so moving to be with my daughter, Chaz and I had such a great bond. My oldest daughter, she got food poisoning there, and Chaz was so kind and considerate. You know, some people would be like,
Chef Stew on that trip?
No. You know how some people are when they're doing their thing and they're like, okay, you know, you take care of your own kid, whatever. And Chaz was just like, you know, walking with her, trying, you know, making her feel good about herself. And, you know, because they're so, you know, that age, they're formative years. They're very nervous about, you know, how they're perceived. And Chaz was just so amazing.
So did you guys hang out last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
Yeah.
You were in bed probably already.
Yeah.
That was
Chaz
shady.
And his beautiful houses.
What time was this?
This is late night. Like 8:30.
Okay, all right.
You probably were. I texted you, you didn't answer me. He did.
Oh, but you always text me late. You're right. I'm always in bed.
See?
You probably did text, yes.
We're like, Jeff, do you want to get up and come out with us?
We went to the Tyler Cameron's premiere party for his new show.
Oh, my God.
How was it?
It was fun. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. And we actually trolled for guests. And we were very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Very successful.
Will you be on my show? Will you be on my
yep,
show?
Pretty much. So I think we have some good gets.
I love that.
Yeah, and we ran into Tinks. Do you know Tinks?
Yes, I do.
Who looks so skinny.
Yeah. Everyone's looking very skinny. People during the Oscars are like, oh, you're so healthy. I'm like, what does that mean?
You look great. Just stay healthy.
I'm like, wait, is healthy like a bad word now? Like, I'm like, yeah, I was healthy's... a model. People would be like, oh my God, you're skinny. Now people are like, you're healthy. I'm like,
you look healthy doesn't sound like a compliment.
That is not 100%
nice. No.
I had an amazing compliment this morning from Andy Cohen.
Oh, hello. Oh.
Do we have the audio?
Do you think Jeff went on Ozempic?
I think he did say it. Didn't he say
oh,
he did?
Oh, did he say it?
I think he did.
He looks so great.
I think he said that on his show.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I'm wrong.
All right. Well, I missed it.
Because I heard them talking about it like early on about like people taking it here and there. So I know a lot of those chumps are on it.
Those chumps.
I think it is those such chumps. A compliment when people think that I'm on Ozempic. Because I'm not.
1,000%. You look amazing, by the way. I was like, wow, you have a great... I'm not. Am I allowed to say this?
What?
You have a really good butt.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You
I appreciate
are
it.
She has a meaty butt, huh?
Yeah, it's nice. It's like... I've been doing squats. I want that, too.
Now, when you were... thank you. When you got, when,
he's like, thank you.
When you were in Haiti...
Yes.
Chaz, do you find yourself drawn to people with good hair? Because you're kind of known for your hair, Kelly. Your hair is your thing. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like always in people's faces. So you either like, it's either a tickle or it's an annoyance.
No, you have great hair. good you. Color, good cut. You always had good hair.
Thank you.
Now, what people probably don't realize, and I didn't know this, that you're actually really smart.
Oh, wow.
No, you told me. We were
don't
talking.
Don't tell people that.
I learned that 10 years ago, huh, Kelly?
Don't tell people that.
No, it's funny because she had just been on Real Housewives back then. And I'm like, God, they threw you under the coals. And when she did this girl's trip, I'm like, don't, because I know she's smart. And again, you play that. I told him, I just saw on TikTok where there's a thing about Cindy Crawford with Howard Stern talking about, is she missed typecast because of her looks? And she's been that way all through school. And she's like, now I've learned to sit quiet, assess the room, and then I go in for the kill. And it's the same with you. You know how to play it.
Well, this time I was just like, I was in St. Bart's, and I love St. Bart's so much. So I was just like drinking rosé and eating food. And then when I would hear something I didn't like, then I would be like, bing. But other, you know, the rest of the time I was just like, just let them chat amongst themselves. And then if something's, you know. And people were like loving it.
Well,
they're
I think
like,
well, you and I had, you've become a very successful real estate agent in a very short period of time.
Yes.
And, you know, I started talking about your background and education and experience. And, you know, people probably don't know this because they would probably never say this on Housewives, but you have an MBA from Columbia.
No, I went to Columbia undergrad, and then my MBA is from Northeastern. I actually got it online when my kids were 15 and 16, I was like, I need to tie a bow on my future. And so I went to Northeastern online, which is the most difficult thing to do on the planet. Getting your MBA is difficult, but getting your MBA online is like torture.
It made sense, I think, for you to go into real estate. I mean, you obviously understand the business ends of things, but really it's all about connections. And you are so well connected in New York and the Hamptons and Los Angeles. Like, it just makes sense that you would go into real estate.
I think I appreciate that. And thank you. I have great friends. And I think one thing that why I resonate so well in this business is because of the trust factor. So they've seen me with all the books that I've written. They've seen me, you know, at the Met. They've seen me, you know, at the helm of L Accessories, at the helm of Gotham Magazine. So they've seen me in so many iterations. And so
they
when
trust in you.
Legitimacy.
They really trust
you. You're not like some fly-by-night person who's going to disappear tomorrow.
Right. And, you know, even like on social media, people are like, you just don't have things that are produced. I'm like, that's why people like me is because I will like have the camera too close, or I'll really show you the eyelashes, or I don't need to filter things because that's not my job. My job is to show you what's real and raw and what's good.
But also, I think you have a love for properties and real estate and construction and design. And I think that comes across when I have a conversation with you. And so, you know, I mean, you're very into all these buildings in New York and the different amenities. And you actually just leased your place.
Yes.
For a good sum of money.
Yeah, so I leased my place. It's the it was where Teddy Roosevelt was supposed to be commissioner. It was built in the 1900s. It's a police building on Center Street, and it's one of the most iconic buildings, haunts of, you know, Cindy Crawford, Calvin Klein, Francois Nars, publisher of Nabokov, businessmen, all sorts of different people. And it's in Soho, which has become the coolest place to be. Lucky's is going in there. You know, St. Ambrose, Balthazar, you know, Equinox. I mean, everything that you want is right there and so much fun. And it's this iconic, gorgeous building where I raised my girls. And
You leased it. It's a big place. It's like 3,600. I mean, that's huge for New York.
It's a little bit more than 3,600.
A little bit more. And then you moved in. So you moved in with your fiance, Scott
Littner.
Yes,
I did.
And you guys have, you do have a wedding date.
We do.
June
29th.
29th. And are you having two ceremonies?
We are having one ceremony, and then we're going to have a party in the Hamptons.
Got it. Will Chaz Dean be invited to both or just one or none?
I mean, he will be invited to everything.
Okay, so he's going to go to this. He's invited to the ceremony as well as the reception.
Yes, yes.
So you're going to have the ceremony in the Hamptons, correct?
No, we're going to have the ceremony in Boston in his mom's backyard. She's a little bit older, and my parents are deceased, and I just said that, you know, it's, I mean, first of all, getting married when you're in your 50s is just a really cool thing, because it's just people are like, why would you get married? And I told Scott that I didn't want to get married unless his mom was there. And so we're doing that.
So how many people are you expecting at the ceremony then? Small, right?
Well, I'm not allowed to say it because I'm going to get in trouble, because Scott's like, you promised this number. I'm like, well, I mean,
so it's gone.
Turn up, turn it up,
so it's gone over a bit.
I mean, you know, over, under, whatever.
Okay, so it's gotten a little bigger, but then the party itself will be much bigger. And where will the party be?
So we're going to have the wedding, and the actual wedding day and everything, the celebration will be in Boston. Then we're going to have a bigger party in the Hamptons. I think it's going to be in like September.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And are you doing that for more gifts?
I mean,
two weddings.
I love gifts.
Double the gifts.
First of all, as the ex-editor of Elle Accessories, I am not shy when it comes to the most beautiful things in the world. So,
okay, so
no, but I'm not doing it for a gift.
Are you registering? Are you registering?
I mean, we are going to register, but Scott works for Spalding in Boston, and I work with Food Bank in New York. I've worked with Food Bank for over 15 years, my girls and I. And so I was just like, listen, we need to do something to, you know, help others.
You already bought a well. You're good.
Right?
I mean, how much charity can one person do?
That was karma for so 10 time. Years ago. Yeah. Like, I was like,
If I bought a well, I'm fine.
You need to buy a well so you can just be done.
Oh my God.
One well and done.
Kelly.
Yeah, don't be one of those like donate stuff. Like, register. Get good gifts.
I am going to register.
Where are you registering? Crate and Barrel.
Bergdorf's.
Crate and
Barrel.
Pottery Barn.
Have you met me? Crate and Barrel. I love Crate and Barrel, but not for wedding gifts.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Now, she's like, have you met me?
We do need to discuss speed dating. So
I cannot wait.
2 months ago, Oscar over here. This is Oscar.
I know.
Myself, Chaz, Michael Back, John Hill.
Doug.
Who else came with us?
Doug
Budin. We all went to speed dating in West Hollywood.
Oh my God.
Chaz met someone and has been dating him for 2 months.
What?
He met him on speed dating.
Wow.
Who is he?
Oh,
and he was like the it guy at speed dating. Like,
yeah, he was.
That was the guy everyone was like scooting around trying to get on
a
date
with.
Well,
obviously, because Chaz is so cool.
Yeah.
And look at him.
He did
like
well.
Total smoke show.
He did really well at speed dating. I mean, you had a lot of matches, right?
Yeah.
He's like, obviously. Hello, you met me.
God, hi.
So you've been dating. We're not going to say his name.
Yeah,
you've been
don't
dating.
Say name.
You've been dating him for 2 months, and it's working out.
Yeah, everything's been really good so far.
And
really
isn't that funny?
Because
you almost missed that night because he got in a car accident.
Oh yeah.
On the
way. Our driver got sideswiped. What is it? T-boned on the way there. And then we, like, his flat tire, everything. And I was running late. I sent them the video, so I'm like, I'm really on my way. We got into an Uber. This is not a joke. We called an Uber, got into an Uber, and someone almost sideswiped him. I'm like, am I not meant to be going?
Right.
It was the day before Valentine's. I literally said to him, maybe we're not meant to be going, because I was nervous as hell.
Right,
of course. Don't date. I'm not a dater. I put myself out there and walked in, and Jaren, my assistant, was there just for backup, as Shane was. And I walked in, and right behind me, this guy walked in, and he looked at me. He's like, you're good. We're good. Because he knows my type. So he's like, we're good. That meaning Jaren. And then it all worked out. And the irony is, you know, Marisol been with me since 1998. Was that 26 years? She's never approved of anyone. The first day she met him, she's like, I like this one. She even told her daughter.
Oh,
she told her
so
daughter,
sweet.
And she's like, are
she's
you
so
serious?
Nice.
Yeah, Marisol's
he's hot.
Very intense.
He's hot. You haven't met him. He's hot.
No. No, I'm,
and he's like has a real job.
I'm here for a few days. I'm meeting him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you have to meet him.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's great. So
that's great. Just like whatever.
Oscar met someone, but went on a date, but it
didn't work out. But I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
But it's okay because Oscar and I we've made some missteps with dating.
Uh-oh.
And
yeah, because you had one. Chuck, right?
Yeah. No, I've gone out with him a couple of times.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been good.
Okay, good.
But in the beginning, when I was first single like 6 months ago, I was a little rusty. So
I was a little rusty.
I was not good with the texts, and I was a little TMI and too much. Right. Little
texting is hard.
Not anymore.
Oh.
I totally have it down now.
Do you have like AI or like, I'm like, what is going on?
Well, Shane always proofreads everything.
I was going to say,
but I've gotten really good.
You've gotten good. Before, I would have to take out 75% of attacks.
No joke. And that he's being conservative.
Right.
And now you're good.
Yep. I keep
it
real
brief.
The
texts are two lines at max, which
I
is
keep
good.
It real brief.
That's the only way I do text, even no matter who it my sister, everything. I'm like one or two word answers. You're lucky if it's two sentences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You text me. I'm like, it's just right to the point.
Right. Hi. Okay.
And then who else? So John Hill didn't meet anybody.
John Hill gave up.
He wasn't that committed.
Mm-mm.
Michael Beck, did he meet someone? No, he met someone at the GLAAD event.
Yeah. He's always
did Doug.
People.
Doug what? Had a couple people.
Doug had some people.
Honestly, Doug had like, did he have four
I
matches?
I know everyone liked him. They liked him.
I think he might have had four matches.
Yeah.
So it was successful. So all these people that
wait,
like.
Wait, tell me how this works though, because I'm confused.
Okay, I will say like there was a stigma about it, Kelly. And I think a lot of people are afraid to do it. But, and to be honest with you, I was like, okay, this will be fun. Like, content for the show. And I'm also going to have fun with my friends.
Right.
I didn't go really seriously thinking I would meet anybody.
Right.
But I did meet a nice guy.
Right.
So I encourage people to do it. So what happened was it was a bar here in West Hollywood. There was probably 30 guys that showed up. You buy tickets.
Right.
And then you don't have enough time to meet all 30. So did you bribe the girl too?
Did I what?
Bribe the girl?
No, okay. You did. I didn't. No.
Okay.
No.
So I gave the girl the front, the girl that was organizing it. I gave her $100. And I said,
I want that one, that one, that one.
I said, I want to meet this one, this one, this one, this one. And so then she sent all the
this
cute
is real.
Ones.
This
she
is
sent
real.
Me all the cute ones.
Right.
And that's what the way you got to do it. Because you don't want to, you only have 2 hours.
Right.
You don't want to waste it talking to ugly people. Oh. Right.
Okay. No. And how it should be, I would like to sit down and tell her, because how it should be is everyone there, and you have a number on and say, I'd like to meet da da da. It should be so you're at least jiving with who, because it was really other than his. Everything else was random.
Oh my gosh.
No, it really was. Because if you hadn't given her that, God knows what would have passed by.
Okay, so she
you
brings
mean God
people-
knows what trolls I would have had to talk to.
I did not say those.
That's,
words.
Yes, that's what you were saying.
No,
that's what you meant.
No, there were a lot of nice people there. In all honesty, they weren't
really
matches,
were.
But they were really nice people. It's like great, you know, conversations that were just not match.
We did speed dating on Real Housewives with Luann and Sonia. And
did you really?
It was wild. They were like, "Oh my God, can you imagine being on a date with Kelly?" I'm like, "I'm the one getting the dates here, so you guys might want to like see ya."
Luann. Is a good time.
Oh, please.
I love her.
Her.
I love her. Yep.
Her. She's so much fun.
We had the
she's
best
always
time in New
fun.
York.
She's like consistent. It's not like a joke.
That's always her. That's just her, right?
Yeah. All the time.
She's
day
living
and night.
Her best life.
Her best life.
Yeah.
She's loving life.
It's so inspirational, actually.
I love it.
She doesn't give a fuck. And when we went.
Did you check her text?
She came on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Do not check her text.
She came
He's
on the radio.
Like, hell no.
Fire.
In New York. And then I was like, hey.
we're going to go to lunch. You want to come? She's like, sure. Like, she had appointments. And so her assistant kept moving the appointments back. And we ended up having, what is it, a two-hour lunch?
Like a two-hour lunch.
And she just kept moving all the appointments back and back and back. But
she's like, I'll get to it.
Living for the moment.
She's, that's exactly who she is. And that's what I love about her. It's not like, oh my God, I'm so busy. Can't do it.
She's just up
she's
for.
She's so 100%.
I had a friend like that in college who was just up for anything at any time.
It's great.
And I always talk about her, my friend. She has a really high voice. Her name is Selena. And it would be like the night, it'd be the night before finals. Okay. And sure. we're studying. And I'm like, hey, Elena, it's Jeff.
Hi. And
I'd be like, oh God, I got to take a break. Let's go to the bar. Let's get some drinks. Okay, what time are you picking me up? I mean, just any time. Like, Let's go. Just drops everything. Go. We had the best time in college.
I love that. I love that.
I was going through my phone the other day and I saw her name. I was like, I need to see what's
Wait,
up.
Where did you go to college?
Well, first I went to USC and then I went to Chapman University.
Okay, cool.
When I couldn't get into business school at USC. actually, it ended up being a good switch for me because Chapman was much smaller, smaller classes, more attention.
Right.
Like, Mr. Lewis in last night's reading. And I was like, you had to do the homework.
Right.
Where, you know, at SC, you go, there's classes like 400 people. No one gives a shit whether you show up or not show
right.
up.
Exactly.
It was just a better situation for
right.
me. I mean, I didn't go to Columbia like you.
Columbia.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
I didn't know you even made self-tanner.
Oh, it's so
we went to Cabo, and everyone got spray-tanned, and then Joey's partner showed up a day later, and he was tan. I'm like, oh, you got spray tan. And he looked great. He goes, no, I use the Chaz Dean self-tanner.
Wait,
I said, fuck off. I didn't even know you made self-tanner.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've won Customer Choice Awards twice for it.
No, it's really, really good.
It's the best. I'm not because I always tanned. I always self-tanned, but I always smelled like self-tanner. Mm-hmm. I always looked orangey. It was never even.
Jaren.
He hasn't yet because he's, Jaren. Look at him. He's so fair.
He's like albino.
Yeah.
He's very cute, but he's like a cute albino. Yeah.
He's very cute.
Do you know about his doll collection?
Yes, I do.
There's a lot. How many do you have now, Jaren?
He just got rid of
Why would he get rid of the Ariel dolls?
It's a purge.
Wait, they didn't go to Monroe?
Jaren, what happened?
What happened?
Well, since your show, I had a lot of people reach out, and I kind of got in my head and just feel like I had too many, to be honest. I had over 500 at this point, and I just kept the best, most expensive ones and got rid of the, you know, regular.
Did you donate them or sell them?
I gave them all away.
That was to
the Haitian kids?
Mm-hmm.
No, not the Haitian kids. No.
Where did you send them?
To all of my followers that love all my dolls and have been asking about them. I just gifted them all one.
You know who would really love one is
I would love
Monroe.
To give her as
Monroe.
As well.
She loves Ariel. So you're down to under 400 now.
Yeah.
And how do you feel?
Lighter.
You do feel lighter.
How do you feel?
I do.
Okay. Well, the self-tanner would look good on Jaren, I think.
I know. Okay, we're going to do it this
ChazDean.com, JL25 is the code. It's 25% off everything.
Anything you
want. I would recommend the self-tanner only because I saw it on Brian and it looked really good. And then the blow dryer. I'm not kidding, Chaz. I could see a difference in Monroe's hair in 2 days. Right now, it's a little green from the chlorine from the Cabo, but it's gorgeous. Okay. It's like silky. It is soft. So now I'm not ashamed for you to see your goddaughter. Because how could I possibly parade her around in public?
They were burning it. It was bad.
I was ruining your brand.
Hair
I was literally ruining your brand.
I know.
But
and
not
you,
anymore.
You know we've got one for when she's on the other side. So it's like, it would be, we had to because I'm like, he can't keep burning it, and you're not. So now
you know, in town.
I'm here until Monday. But you know, to Chaz's point, like you know, especially when you have a lot of hair and long hair, you know, people are always like, "I want to blow it out." I'm like, "No. No one's touching my hair.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot touch my hair because they were literally. I mean, I've had many times where I could just see the hair falling. I'm like, "What's going on?" I was like, oh, I love that
and
haircut.
And that's when the blow
I'm like,
dryers.
I didn't get my haircut. Like, my hair fell off my
head. In that, so in your experience, Chaz.
She was there for my lunch. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but she was there for my lunch in October. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for that. And you
of
know
course.
What? So go ahead, Jeff.
It is A, the shampoo that damages your hair, and also the blow dryers.
The hot tools, yeah.
And so many people now have to get extensions. But you know whose hair is really growing is Monica. I don't know what she's doing.
She looks good.
She's been using the tool. We just saw her this morning, too. I brought it to her for karaoke night.
Karaoke?
And she's been using it on her daughter as well. It's not a joke, guys. Stop burning your hair. Trust me on the tool. If you have 30 days, if you don't love it, you can send it back. But it's not a joke. It will save your hair. I mean, you know Monroe's changed so quick. And Monica's the same. We saw her this morning. I'm like, your hair does look really good.
And people, there's a misconception about people think the heat, but also people think that you need to shampoo your hair all the time.
Oh, God, no.
I mean, I don't shampoo. I mean, I shampoo my hair. I don't have all of Chaz's products with me all the time. But if I like literally will wait 4 or 5 days.
To shampoo.
To cleanse.
Also, I turned gray when I was 27. I was doing all these Clairol boxes, and then all of a sudden the colorist was like, you're graying. I'm like, I'm not. Have you seen me? Graying? She's like, graying. I was like, no! What? And so I have to color my hair like almost every 7 to 10 days.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah,
good colorist.
Almost as often as you.
But I also have like so much, I mean, I like my hair like just grows like a weed. It's like bananas. I'm like, okay, everyone calm down.
Would you do another Ultimate Girls trip?
100%.
It was fun. It was fun to watch.
So fun.
Who would you want?
So much fun.
You know what my favorite thing is? And I know it's, I don't know, I laugh because it's kind of mean, but I think it's funny. I keep seeing these TikToks of like, you know, when you were on New York Housewives, it was like season 2 through 4. And I remember with Alex and Simon, and like it was so cringy to watch them, but the way you used to drag them, I loved it. It was so funny. And I mean, there was one TikTok that I saw, I think it was like 2 days ago, where you were just like, why are you being so weird? Like, why are you acting like that? Why do you come here like stomping? And why do you, so dramatic? And did you feel like that was like amped up for TV? Is that why you just call it? Because I feel like you're kind of, you don't like when people are acting or putting on for the camera and you just call it out.
No, I can't stand that. And I don't know, maybe it's from like my editor days of like people coming in and saying like, I made this. I'm like, there's no way you made this. Like, I'm just so used to people saying like how great they are. And then I'm like, you're not so great. So it's just like a trigger. So when she would come in and she'd be like all jacked up on Mountain Dew, I'm like, what are you doing? And why are you ruining my, I had like this amazing henna.
Yeah.
So I was not happy.
Yeah.
And I don't like people when anything is ruined on my body because of someone else's actions. I'm like,
But what happened again with the henna?
Because I was getting a henna and she came in all interrupted. Yes. She did. She interrupted my henna.
Right. And then do you think it was amped up? So it was amped
up for the cameras. It was always.
So she turned it up.
And she's actually a very nice person.
Oh.
Super smart, very sweet, good mom. But when she would film with us, she'd go from like normal, la 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 la, to like wham. And I was like, whoa.
So do you think that she would have had a better reception from the girls had she been acted more like she did off camera?
Well, it's funny because, you know, all these TikToks come up. And so there's my first reunion. And I say to everybody, like, you know, here we are talking about authenticity and being real. And I'm like, none of you guys are real. You're all bullshit. I'm like, this is not real. Mm-hmm. Why are you yelling at me if you don't know me? You can't yell at me. There's nothing to yell at. And so I was like, after that reunion, I was like, I am going to be even more real. But you know, it was like always the wrong time. Like, you can't be real in 2008 because people don't want real. They want like, you know, wild.
Yeah.
Now people are calling people out like crazy because they can see it. Maybe it's the high def. Maybe, who knows? But
it's you're right. 4K.
Because they've become, the shows have become more and more exaggerated.
Right. And also, like, you're under this microscope. And so, like, people are really like, what are they saying? Mm-hmm. They're not wondering what you meant. They're like, what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, receipts, timeline.
Yes. Yes.
And so I've always had such a good time. I'm 100% unapologetically accountable for every single thing that I do on and off camera. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why people like me.
Did you think that I mean, look, Alex and Simon were always fish out of water. Like from day one. Day
was,
one.
It was so cringe. So
it was,
cringe.
But I kind of loved it. I loved watching it.
Oh, but it creeps.
But yes, there were moments where you were cringe. Him than her.
But yeah. It would have been nice if they were like, kind of just real about like, hey, we're in Brooklyn. Like sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge. And she's like, I'm a socialite. I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
Right. Yeah.
Like, Nan Kempner is a socialite. Like you were not. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Like,
so you felt there was a bit of a like pretense.
And it was like, you know, she was
to try to fit in.
Right. And she was also like at the beginning of like marketing and doing all this. Like she could have really, again, like I'm always just like, just be real. If you're real to me, then I will like literally blow you out of the water. But the minute you're not real to me, it's like,
but back to like people that put on airs or they pretend like they're more successful or have more money than they do. I find like, when people are honest and they tell you truly what their situation is, and if somebody needs work or needs a job or needs money, we want to help. Like, I want to help them. And most of the people around me want to help someone. But if you're pretending that you have all this business and you have so much money, then why would I bother? Why would I bother helping you? You don't need my help.
Right.
You're good.
Right.
Right?
That's really astute.
I've been around for a while.
It is.
I've been around for a while.
You're like, why is it radio silence?
But by the way,
it was like crickets.
I could have been that guy at one point, you know? And then I'm like, is this really serving me? No. Mm-hmm. Like, no one's going to help me, give me more business, open doors for me if I'm pretending to be more successful than I am.
Right. It's funny that you say that because I've always been. You know, I always say like the right tool for the right job. So if I don't know the answer, I definitely know someone who does. And I'm constantly asking people, what do you think? What are your thoughts? Like, I literally will not make a decision without asking 15 people. Not because I'm not a good decision maker. It's because I'm just genuinely interested in what other people have to say about what we're doing, what I'm doing, whatever that is. And I just feel like it's one more than zero. Like, I want to get shit done. And the only way you can do that is by like, using your community to help you help yourself.
Well, you clearly have, you know, you've networked, right? You've an incredible networker, and you've been able to build this real estate business, which, by the way,
Hold on. I'm not a good networker. I'm a good friend. Like, if you need something, I'm there for you. If you, whatever it is, if it's like, hey, can you get me a coffee? I'll get you a coffee. Hey, can you proofread this? Hey, you know, I need this. Can you take this photo? Hey, can you post this? Like, I am a
you're giving back as well.
I'm a good friend. I'm a genuine person.
Yeah. What I want to say is that on the Ultimate Girls Trip, there was a moment that really kind of affected me where you were saying, because, you know, people don't know your situation. You know, you were married to a very wealthy man. You know, I just thought you got some huge divorce settlement and you're living off your millions. But when there was a very vulnerable moment where I think the girls were dragging you because you were working, and you just turned around and said, look, I'm a single mom here. I got kids to pay for. I got bills. Like, I'm going to work.
Right.
And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, she's not, you know, I just appreciated being so vulnerable.
Thank you.
And being open and honest. And I at that point was like, oh, okay, well, I would work with her.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
but it's also weird, the shame of even if you did have that and you wanted to work, that's the odd part.
Right.
That's weird.
I mean, just because you want to work, you shouldn't be like...
shamed.
Yeah. Oh my God, how awful, you want to work. That's so terrible. I've been working literally all my life since I was 15
years old. She's a hard worker.
Old.
That's what I do
and
know of you.
I think you...
You are. Jazz. You are.
And, you know, I love what I do. And I try to make things look easy because I don't want to talk about how hard it is.
You make it look effortless.
It's like, not fun to sit there and be like, oh my God, my life, this, that. I mean, I don't want to be that source of, you know, negativity for people. I want people to see like, hey, here's the conflict. Here's the resolution. I've made it happen. I asked 15 people how to help me, how to get there. You know, I know who to ask for things. If I'm like, I need someone that's empathetic. If I need someone that's, you know, stronger. If I need someone that's strategic. Like, I know who to go to. And,
So you're not afraid to ask for help?
I'm not afraid to ask for help, but I also am very, very hardworking. And not like, I'm a hard worker. I work so hard. I work really smart, and I do. But I am not afraid to, like, get my hands dirty. And, you know, as much as I like the big, you know, BG on Fifth Avenue, I am not shy from, you know, my friend Clorox, mopping floors, you know, doing whatever, driving back and forth to the Hamptons to show a buyer and flying to California and then flying to Miami and doing all this stuff, which people are like, it looks so glamorous. Like, I don't see anybody else in the, you know, in the airport at 6 a.m. full hair and makeup ready to go to, like, you know, show clients and do press and do whatever I'm supposed to be doing.
Chazzy, I have a question for you.
He's like, I'm bored.
No, because it just occurred to me. Uh-oh. You're a very spiritual guy.
Yes.
Do you think, and you're also the most charitable guy I know. Do you think that you are so uber successful because of the way you give back? Do you ever thought about that? Do you ever think, like, why me? Like,
no, it's funny because we had an event at the salon yesterday with hairstylists and they're amazing, successful hairstylists. It was a great event. And it's like when they got, because they know me as you do with the billboard thing, like, oh, the billboard guy, but they don't know me. And then when they meet you, I think that's what changes it. When someone meets me, they're like, oh, he really is down to earth and the things you just said. But I don't think people that don't know me realize that about me. So does that make sense to what you're asking me?
No.
I think when I'm finally met, they're like, oh, he is the person that is presented. Does that make sense?
Yes, I just wondering if you ever wake up in the morning and be like, pinch yourself and be like, I have done so well in this life. Why?
Yeah,
I think it's because you give back, because you really give back, not just one well. You know what I mean? Like you.
No, I always have.
He's
I
well.
Always have.
He's feeling well at the wells.
No, I always have, but I don't do it to look for something out. And you know that.
I'm not saying you do it to get something back. Yeah. I'm just saying. You're such a generous man. Maybe that's why the universe is taking care of you, because you give back so much. That was just my question.
Or because the self tan are so good and everyone just
no. But
to
we
be
were
tan.
Talking about it last night because I said I was like, Chaz, when was it? When was your breakthrough? Like, when did that happen? You know, he was like, I was working at the salon for a long time, and you know, I was living at the salon. He was like, you know, what was gonna?
He knows that. That's how I met him.
And then he said to me, was like, you know, when I bought my home, that was like all of a sudden his sanctuary, creativity. And things started to, you know, to really.
It's when I met Jeff.
Right. Yeah.
It actually was that time. It was 2008 when I was looking for a home and I looked at yours. Yours was the first one I looked at.
It's so crazy. I remember that exact day when we met.
It was Easter Sunday. I lost Grace that day in my lab.
I didn't even know the guy. And
I knew him from season one of Flipping Out.
But I didn't know him. And he was looking at one of my houses for sale. And he came in and he was clearly like distraught. And
because I'd lost both of my labs, Grace and Montgomery, within 4 weeks of each other.
Did did your dog die that day?
Yeah, it was Easter Sunday. You saw me,
and that's so awesome. He was clearly broken up, and I was like, I don't really know him, but I'm like, are you okay? And he had told, and I'm an animal lover,
and
so,
I knew that about you from season one. I knew you loved your animals.
So we
like,
kind of
hopefully he understands.
It was so crazy. We just connected, and here we are. Like I don't know how many years later.
Yeah, we were on, people don't realize as well, we were on 9 of his 11 seasons.
Wow.
And you weren't paid one dime.
I paid out a lot of money.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the SiriusXM app.